And now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate Girls Golf Team, Coach Jeff Perrault. And Coach, you competed at the Bemidji Invite at the Town and Country Club in Bemidji. And, well, you weren't able to get away from the rain, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was a tough day to play golf, definitely. You know, it started out okay, 50 degrees, just a light breeze. And no rain, but as the round went on, the wind picked up considerably, and then we started getting the rain, and made for pretty miserable conditions. I have to give the girls credit; they stuck it out and finished off the round pretty decent.
Well, evidently, Detroit Lakes likes miserable conditions. They win the meet with a 314, but you had two teams that competed. One shot a 395. And finished sixth. The other, Crookston 2, finished eighth with a 422. And there's 12 teams total competing. But overall, how did the girls golf?
Yeah, first of all, it's good to get 12 girls on the same golf course, especially this golf course. It's the place where section is. The section tournament will be held, so it was good to get 12 people out there and get a look at how they could handle this golf course. I thought overall, we left a lot of strokes out there, and it's always the first time we go there any year. For many years now, the number one thing that the girls talk about is how fast their greens are. Especially early. We in Crookston, I think it took them a little while to actually mow the greens, and so things were shaggy, and you really gotta you gotta put some oomph behind it to get the ball to the hole. Well, you can't do that here. You're gonna get in trouble. And I saw a lot of girls that were on greens in regulation, but unfortunately we post a lot of doubles and triples and things because of the putting and not being able to figure out the speed. I think that was the biggest takeaway from today. Is I think if we could have figured out the speed of those greens a little sooner and putted a little better, our score would have come down.
You had two sub 100 rounds. You had Ava Martin, the sophomore, shot a 96, and Addie Fee, the junior, shot a 99. And how did those two girls golf?
Yeah, I mean, good, especially in those conditions. I thought if you talked to both of them, again, a little bit too much around the green. I did see, I think, two holes. I think it was hole two and three. Addie Fee was on a green in regulation, and she, I think, four-putted once and three-putted the next. She was a little bit frustrated with, how the ball was rolling for her today. But, she hits the ball well. And she put herself in some good positions to score today. It's just, it's just, like I said, figuring out the greens and things. And Ava, it's obviously her best round this year in competition anyway. And I think she is figuring things out. She, too, was complaining about, the greens and the speed. And she putted, not great, and wanted to be better there. But overall, when you're under 100, if we could get now four girls under 100, that's our next goal, I guess, as a team, is see if we can get that accomplished, and maybe that will be the next time that we get out here.
You had two that were right there. Amelia Horner, she shot a 100, as did Kaylee Klassen. So they were right there.
Yeah, and just couple things here and there, and they're easily in the mid 90s, and we've reached our goal. So the toughest thing with this group of golfers that I have, these 12 girls and really the 13 senior high girls that are presently golfing, it's any given day somebody different is going to step up, I think. And so it's going to be one of those teams that's going to be very difficult at the end of the season to be able to pick who the heck is going to be your top six when on any given day your number 10 or 11 can shoot well.
Yeah, Georgia Sanders, she wasn't too far behind with a 102. Madeline Anderson had a 103. Taylor Schultz, 106. And you also had Morgan Nelson, a 106. Hallie Nicholas, a 107. So there's a lot they're all right very close, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're bunched together. And like I said, it'll depend on the day and who is playing better. But I think we're gonna see quite a few girls that are going to be able to go under 100, and hopefully that happens soon for them so they can start building their confidence. You know, as we know, the season is short and it goes by fast, and you know, it'll be the kids that spend the most time, you know, not just at practice, but after, you know, the kids that put in the extra time, the kids that go out on the weekends, and not just golf, you know, they get around the greens and work on the short game and make some improvements there. That's where we save our strokes, and they know that. So the girls that are going to do that are going to end up rising to the top of the group and hopefully making that section team.
Yeah, at Minocqua they have the green there where you can practice. You can chip as well. They have an area for that. But if you're also golfing and it's a slower day and there isn't anybody behind you, why not drop five balls and just hit from your spot?
Exactly. That's a good, and we during practice, sometimes when it's empty out there, that's exactly what we do. You know, just, hey, go throw one in the bunker, throw one under that tree, you know, and let's play it out from there. And you know, work on, you know, not being dead center in the fairway all the time. You know, let's work on scrambling a little bit and scoring. And that becomes incredibly important. You know, I can't tell you how many times you see girls in the trees in Bemidji, you know, where they have to use a punch shot or something like that to get out, or they need to scramble a little bit. I saw some good ones today. And things like that will bring your score down, and that's what we need to be doing moving forward.
And no matter how good you are, you're going to have to get out of trouble a few times in a round. That's for sure. So,
no, absolutely, and they know that. And the ones that you know, calmly make the right decisions, you know, don't make that big number, you know, post like the nines and the tens and things like that, you know, those are the ones that usually are the girls that are going to be in your top six.
Yep. Overall thoughts on the day?
Cold, definitely cold. You know, I give the girls credit, you know, for getting around that course. It was dug up a little bit. You know, they're trying to do some irrigation things. So, you know, overall, we're very, very pleased with the girls' effort today.